This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Thank you and good morning. This is Chris Switz. Great to be with you for Morning Devotions. If you went to the movies back in the 70s, you might remember Fred Scorsese's 1976 film, The Devil's Playground. Tell the story of Tom growing up through a Catholic boarding school, his own struggle to find faith. One moment in the movie, he was about 13, I think, Tom was torn between all the emotions and passions of his emerging manhood and the dictates of the church, and he talks to his counsellor as to whether or not he's got a vocation, a calling from God. And he runs out to the middle of the oval at school, and in desperation, he calls out, "Hey, God, are you there?" And now this boy, Tom, actually expresses very simply this nagging question of our age. Is there anybody there? Is there anyone who hears or knows what we feel or fear? Are we alone in this universe, left to our own fate? So have you ever wondered what God is really like? How would you really know what he's like? I think many of us have grown up with that question, just like Tom did. It's a bit confusing, especially if you never went to church. But in your quieter moments, you might have said, God, if you exist, what are you like? Who are you really? Is God a magical man high in the sky with binoculars looking at us? One definition of God was made clear back in 1961 after the Russian cosmonaut Yuri Gagarin returned from the first manned space flight. And Nikita Khrushchev, the Soviet leader, used that event to support his policy of intolerance of religion. He said, "Why should you clutch at God? Here is Gagarin who flew into space but saw no God there." It was A.W. Tozer who said, "What comes into our minds when we think about God is the most important thing about us." And I think that's a very valuable statement. Many of us have got an inadequate, perhaps an inaccurate view of God. Billy Graham was reared in a small Presbyterian church in Charlotte in America. And before he was 10, his mother made him memorize the Westminster Shorter Catechism. And in that catechism, the readers were asked to define God. And here was a young Billy Graham. He said he learned that God is spirit, infinite, eternal, and unchangeable. So God is infinite. He's eternal. He has no beginning, no end, unchangeable. And the Bible says that there is no anything that will vary about God, no shadow of turning with God. People change, fashions change, all sorts of conditions change, but God never changes. That's the amazing thing about the Christian faith. And Jesus Christ, we're told in the Bible, is the same today, yesterday, today, and forever. And it also teaches that there was no time when God did not exist. He has been as he is forever, no beginning, no end. A little bit difficult for us to get our head around. A God who is eternal, who is unchanging. And as you read the Bible, if you do, you will discover another remarkable fact, that the Bible says that God is a person. There are many parts of the Bible where we read that God loves, or God says, or God does. And everything that we attribute to a person, actually, is the same we attribute to God, because a person is someone who feels and thinks, wishes, desires, and has all the expressions of a personality. So personality is not limited to the body. We have an immortal soul, and someday that personality will leave your body. When the former president of the US, John Quincy Adams, was 93, someone asked him, "How do you feel this morning, Mr. Adams?" "Well," he said, "quite well, but the house I live in is not so good. I'll soon be leaving it to get a new one." So God is not bound by a body. He is a person. I want to take this a little bit further again tomorrow. Well, dear God, we think somehow we can hide some of our real feelings from others. We don't always speak the truth. We cover up how we feel about other people. But we know that you desire truth deep down in our hearts. We want to get to know what you're like. So, Lord, help me to be honest with myself and with others today, because I ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.